This is NHR Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospital Radio's weekly football highlights podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. And this episode is jam-packed with not one, not two, but three games for you, ranging back over the last 2 weeks. Soon we will head to the English Football League 2, where Notts County welcomed Cambridge United to Meadow Lane. And also you will hear highlights of Nottingham Forest's second home game in the Europa League against the unbeaten Portuguese side FC Porto. But first we will start at the City Ground, where the Reds took on the Blues from London that are Chelsea in the English Premier League in what turned out to be Ange Postecoglou's last game in charge of Nottingham Forest. Your commentators for this match are Richard Smith and Lewis Brown.
As the players take a knee, stand up to racism, not welcoming football absolutely. And the ref blows his whistle. The players back onto their feet here at the City Ground as we get ready to kick off this Premier League fixture. 12:30, Nottingham Forest taking on Chelsea in the Premier League. And eventually Chalobah goes all the way back to Sanchez, who is just outside his six-yard area. He then plays the ball back to Chalobah, who again plays it back inside to Lavia. Lavia onto Achimpong. And then it's robbed, and Awoniyi then finds Gibbs White, who takes the first time shot and it flies past the post. Gibbs White was on the edge of the penalty area. It was poor play from Forest. It was Chelsea. It was a given away. Robbed of the ball was Lavia by Awoniyi, who fed the ball straight into Gibbs White, who takes a shot, edge of the area. Looked like it might go into the top right-hand corner of Sanchez's goal, but it flies just past the post. In fact, it hits the post behind the goal that holds the net up. That's how close it was. And after 19 minutes, Forest 0, Chelsea 0, but that's the best chance of the game so far. Ball now with Lavia. So they've taken the free kick, and he's just slowly coming forward, waiting for a Awoniyi or Gibbs White. It's a little bit like chess, waiting for the other team to make the first move. And João Pedro then spins away from Sangare and then chips the ball forward to Gusto. And Santos then gets the shot instead. And it's a wayward chance. I'm not quite sure what happened there. It seems suddenly that Gusto and Santos were just coming forward under no pressure. And they looked like they maybe got in each other's way at the same time. And then Santos does get the shot. They were both onside as well by the looks on the replay. And Santos is the one who takes the shot. But it's, again, no accuracy from the Brazilian. And it goes past Stel's post, who was scrambling worriedly back. And after 41 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Chelsea 0.
That was a brilliant turn in the centre circle there from Pedro. Just left his man for dead there and chipped the ball up top. And it caught everybody at the back out there for Forest. And it's a good job the shot went just wide of the left-hand upright. Or else Forest would have been undone all that good work that they've done in this first half.
And that is going to give the referee a chance here at the City Ground to blow the whistle. It is half time here in this English Premier League fixture, where it's currently Forest 0, Chelsea 0. We are back at the City Ground as we just wait for Chelsea to take kickoff in this second half here. Substitutions have been made for both teams as we begin the second half of this Premier League fixture. Nottingham Forest 0, Chelsea 0. Chelsea then, wide left. Two players standing over it. I think Neto is one. Not sure who the other is from here, because it is, I think it's Reece James again, like most free kicks. And is it going to be right-footed or left-footed? We wait to see. Referee has blown his whistle. The players are all lined up in between the penalty area and the six-yard box as James whips it in, but it doesn't beat the first man that is Gibbs White. He heads it away. But Gusto does pick up the loose ball. He plays it left now to Neto. Neto coming forward, he's going to keep going actually. I thought he was going to cross it, but he takes on Williams and then does get the crosses, and then it's headed. I actually missed who it was headed by because somebody walked in front of us. I think it's Achimpong. The cross came in, he headed the ball. It might have been Mark Gee, might have been Achimpong, but basically what's happened is the ball came across from Neto straight onto the head of a Chelsea player, and he heads it from about 6 yards out, straight past Matt Sells and into the goal. And after 48 minutes, it's Forest 0, Chelsea 1.
Yeah, it was. Achimpong rose above everybody else at the heart of the Forest defence. A little run by Neto, a clip ball, and edge of the 6 yard box. A lovely header, towering header. And unfortunately, that's undone all the good work that Forest did in that first half. And it was almost a free header. Nobody with him at all. Morato caught the wrong side. We were talking earlier on about strikers getting in front of their man. Typical example there. But it was a defender this time. Achipong, the scorer. And Chelsea have the lead. All those changes at half-time working wonders, I'm thinking, for the Blues.
João Pedro now comes forward, feeds the ball into Gay. He then beats Morato, and he's fouled. And Chelsea now have a really dangerous free kick just outside the centre circle, just to the right of Forrest's goal. About, 20 yards, maybe a bit more out, just a little bit out. But a dangerous free kick, and it was Mark Guy who just stepped away from Morato. And Morato's challenge just a little bit late, and the Chelsea fans are now singing and happy.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those where Forest just need to keep their heads and keep in the game here. Reece James, we've seen him do it for England, we've seen him do it from this sort of distance. As you say, it's around about 23 yards from goal, just outside to the right of the D, outside the Bridgford End penalty box. Two players over it. We've got a sleeping policeman behind the wall. And Forest don't need to concede a second here.
No, they absolutely do not. As the ref's just telling somebody off for something. I'm not 100% sure what
that
is.
It'll be Cucurella. It always is.
And he does seem to be in the direction that the ref was pointing. Neto and James standing over the ball then. And it's going to be Neto who takes the shot. And it's in. It was rolled to him by James. And then he ran onto the ball, did Neto, and smashes it low to Sells' left. Sells dives, he does get his hand to it, but not enough to keep it out. And the ball's in the back of the net. 51 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Chelsea 2. It's Anderson now who's going to take it, right-footed in swinger. You think if Forest can get one back, the game will hopefully open up again a little bit for Forest, with them only being one behind then, as Anderson whips it in. Nikola Milenkovic does get ahead. It's a great save by Sanchez, and then the follow-up shot by Sangari is blasted over the bar. No, in fact, it was saved as well. So it must have been on target. It looked like it went over the bar. We've seen the replay, but it was a great save from Sanchez, diving low to his right from a superb header from Milenkovic. It was Sangari who then took the shot, and it was saved by Sanchez. Hudson-Odoi now up against Achimpong, left just outside the penalty area, stands on the ball, cuts it back, chips it in, looking for Jesus, who gets it, and oh, he's hit the bar and the post. Can you believe it? The referee looks at his watch to see if it does go over the line. The ball's whipped in, Jesus gets there, he shoots, it hits the bar, hits the post, and now Chelsea have broken away with Guy, edge of the area, takes a shot, he blasts it over the bar. But yes, Jesus' shot hits the bar, hits the post, and bounces out of the Chelsea goal. 70 minutes, Forest 0, Chelsea 2. Corner to come in then from left-footed in-swinger from Estevo, and he does cross it in, and it's punched away by Sells, but only as far as James, who's about 8 yards out, and he slots the ball into the back of the net, dead centre, and that's it. Game over here at the City Ground. 83 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Chelsea 3.
Another good finish from Chelsea there, 3-0, and the Forest back line looks in a sorry state at the moment. Lots and lots of fans up and heading for the exits, with around about 7 or 8 minutes to plus added time to go.
It has finished here at the City Ground. Nottingham Forest 0, Chelsea 3. Thanks for listening. Get well soon.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
From Ange's last game to Sean Dyche's first in charge of the Tricky Trees, it's Nottingham Forest versus FC Porto next, in their second Europa League game under the lights at the City Ground. Your commentator for this one is Harrison Main.
The Europa League logo is hurriedly removed from the pitch. The players shake hands. It's almost time for kickoff, and it's time for a special arrival at the City Ground. Walking out onto the pitch, the new manager, Sean Dyche, joined by three former players in his backroom staff, Ian Wone, Steve Stone and Billy Mercer, who all come out with him. And they all turn to all four corners of this famous stadium, applauding Porto, decked out in their famous blue and white stripes with gold numbers, gold logo and gold kit make. Nottingham Forest, of course, in the Garibaldi red, white shorts and red socks. Almost ready for kickoff. All the noise coming from the away end. It's Nottingham Forest versus Porto, and we are underway. Porto just controlling the ball, slowing things down, waiting for the openings to arise. Kiwior to Bednarek, who finds Alberto Costa, the right back. Now Jacob Kiwior, once again the ball down the left. Nico Williams caught napping. Breuer signs, twists and turns and turns Nico Williams once more. Signs, long range cross in towards the back post. A Porto body gets there, plays it across towards the penalty spot, but no blue shirts rushing in, and Forest able to clear out to Igor Jesus. An excellent ball there from Pepe, but here comes Callum Hudson-Odoi driving down the left-hand side towards the edge of the box. Cuts inside, off his right foot, long-range effort. Excellent save from Diego Costa. Callum Hudson-Odoi in a world of space. He turned his defender, cut inside. Shot from the left corner of the box towards the top right-hand corner of the net. Diego Costa took one step to his left, dived across, two strong hands to it to punch it away. But the best chance of the early runnings here remains Forest 0, Porto 0, 15 minutes gone. Zinchenko with a corner from this near side. Red shirts all on the edge of the box. Only one actually in the box at the moment, in Igor Jesus, and the ball goes in towards him, headed away off the goal line, only as far as Hudson-Odoi, who makes space for himself, edges inside, takes the shot, and it takes a deflection, which takes it up and over the top of the crossbar. And in another world, Callum Hudson-Odoi might have had two goals in 40 seconds there. Zinchenko puts the ball in towards the back post. It's a better delivery, Milenkovic across, it bobbles around, and now it's cleared by Porto, who can come away with it through Alberto Costa down the right hand side. But Forest win it back through Gibbs-White. Real chance off that corner there. The ball dropped to Milenkovic, who headed it down towards Gibbs-White. No one cleared it for Porto for quite a while, but no one for Forest could quite stab it home, as Douglas Luiz puts a cross into the box. Down it comes. Chance for a penalty. Penalty given. It was Igor Jesus who was stood right on the defender. Jan Bednarek, former Premier Leagueman, who was relegated with Southampton last season. And VAR will certainly have a look at this one. And Bednarek leaps up into the air, and as Jesus goes to head the ball, Bednarek's arms are up above his head. The ball rolls down his arm. And that is about as clear a penalty as you'll ever see to me. It actually comes off the chest of Jesus onto the arm of Bednarek, whose arms, he looks like he's celebrating a goal. They're both above his head. And I'd be very, very surprised if VAR choose to overturn this one. Igor Jesus hands the ball to his captain, Morgan Gibbs-White, who's yet to score this season. Morgan Gibbs-White places the ball on the spot. This against the Portuguese international, Diego Costa, in goal. To give Forest the lead, to give Sean Dyche his first goal in charge. Up steps Gibbs-White. Right-footed, bottom left-hand corner. Sean Dyche has lift off in Nottingham. Morgan Gibbs-White slides to the corner, two hands in his ears. The signature celebration. Mr. Marinakis in front of me on his feet, applauding. His side have got the lead in the Europa League. It's Nottingham Forest 1, Porto 0. Jan Bednarek, the man who gave away the penalty. Morgan Gibbs-White stepped up. He struck it low and true and into the bottom left-hand corner of the net. And after 19 minutes, Forest in front. Nottingham Forest 1, Porto 0. So this is a free kick, semi-dangerous position. Probably 10 yards from the corner of the box in the Forest half. Pepe stands over it, as does Francisco Mora. Pepe plays it short, straight away. Dyche screams for his players to run out as it's a long-range effort. Alan Varea catches it on his laces, sends it towards the bottom left-hand corner of Matt Sells' goal. Sells out to it, makes the dive, puts it out for a corner, which is taken quickly. Forest caught lacking there, as Porto played it short, but they regroup and are able to defend. And after all that, the referee blows the half-time whistle. And what a start to life it's been for Sean Dyche. An opening 45 minutes, which has seen Nottingham Forest take the lead. It was a ball played into the box towards Igor Jesus, who got close to Jan Bednarek, whose arms raised in the air, touched the ball, and it was a penalty. Morgan Gibbs-White stepped up. He hit it low and hard with his right foot into the bottom left-hand corner of the net. And that was 1-0. And that's how it is at half-time. Nottingham Forest 1, Porto 0. Porto have it. Back it goes to Kiwior. Former Arsenal man. He's actually on loan from Arsenal. Expected to stay at Porto at the end of the season, though. Forward to Akeyoa. Plays it back and down the right-hand side. Here's Pepe. Pepe with a cross into the box, headed away by Milenkovic. Anderson tries to get a foot in, but can't do so. Varea has it. Plays a ball down the left. And it runs out of play. Corner ball for Porto in front of their away fans. And Porto take it short. It's inside the box, played out to the corner. Again, this time the cross will go into the box. It's a good cross, headed downwards, stabbed in, is it? Oh no, it's off the line, and then it's stabbed in at the second time of asking. The Porto bench erupts. A large section of fans actually in the home end to my left erupt as well. But Porto have the equaliser. The away end goes absolutely nuts. It wasn't dealt with Forest at all. Savono, I think it was at fault. Sean Dyche is angry. That was a very, very easy goal to defend. And it's Bednarek, I believe, who put the ball in the back of the net. The man who gave away the penalty. Shouts of offside, and it's pretty close. Well, they're going to have a look at this for a potential offside. I think it's as the initial cross came in. I think Samu Akeyoa was perhaps a yard offside. And you know what that means? The goal is chalked off. Porto take the free kick quickly, but lose it because Douglas Luiz gets to his feet quicker. And he sets away Callum Hudson-Odoi down this left-hand side. Two players at the back post. Hudson-Odoi goes alone and is blocked by Bednarek. That looked like a certain goal. Hudson-Odoi had Danandoy and he had Igor Jesus inside the box. He was selfish, he went alone, and it was blocked by Bednarek. Douglas Luiz has it. Now Anderson inside the centre circle. Plays it long down the left-hand side towards Hudson-Odoi, who brings it down well with his left boot. Brings it onto his right. Cuts inside a one. Cuts inside a two. Finds Williams. Now Anderson. Better from Forrest. Hudson-Odoi again in space. Crosses with his left boot. Keeper comes out. Keeper punches it. Not cleared. Savono's header back inside. Brought down by Gibbs-White. Douglas Luiz to Savono again, who turns inside. Goes to ground. Free kick given against Nottingham Forest. Savono adjudicated to have brought down the Porto player there. Yellow card's going to be given to Savono. Now, I thought that could have been a penalty. It'll be looked at. Savono gets his way into the box. He plays the ball out to the right-hand side. There's a boot stuck out from Pablo Rosario. Now, that to me is a textbook penalty. VAR will have a look at this one. Well, the referee's running over to the monitor. I've seen it on my monitor in front of me. This is a penalty. I have no doubt about this. I can see what the referee is seeing. He is seeing Savono inside the box, taking the ball around his marker. That's Martin Fernandez. Fernandez's left knee is stuck out. Savono cleverly moves the ball around it, hits his knee, and there it is. Penalty to Nottingham Forest. There is absolutely no doubt about that one. Diego Costa on the goal line for Porto in front of the West Bridgeford stand. Igor Jesus, hands on his hips, stares down the ball. A hint of nerves in his eyes as the referee's whistle blows. He takes two big steps back, three big steps forward, and fires it straight down the middle. 3 points surely secured for Nottingham Forest as Igor Jesus does the celebration of a baby, a heart sign to the crowd, the ball in his stomach, a thumb in his mouth. But that was a cool, calm, collected penalty struck straight down the middle of the net, sucked in by the roar of the West Bridgeford stand as the ball hit the net. And Igor Jesus makes it Nottingham Forest 2, Porto 0. As the ball goes up into the air from Matt Sells, the final whistle goes and Nottingham Forest have their first win in Europe for some 29 years. They've beaten the team top of the table in Portugal. Porto slumped their first defeat of the season, but Nottingham Forest, courtesy of two penalties, the first from the captain, Morgan Gibbs-White, the second from Igor Jesus, they've climbed the slump they've suffered. It forced them to change manager, not once from Nuno Espirito Santo, but twice from Ange Postecoglou to Sean Dyche. And it's the former Forest group who bring Forest their first win in Europe for 29 years. And it ends at the City Ground. Nottingham Forest 2, Porto 0.
And finally, we are off to Meadow Lane for Notts County's EFL to clash against the U's, Cambridge United. Your commentators at this game were Alex Wood and Richard Smith.
But our referee Ross Joyce is just about to get us underway here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County against Cambridge United. Very cold, bitterly cold afternoon. Cambridge kickers off then and launch the ball down the right-hand side. As Cirulla gets on the ball, cuts inside on his left foot. What's he got? Has to go back outside again. Gets a cross ball towards the far post. Jatter's underneath it. So is Jody Jones. Jatter takes the ball off Jody Jones's foot. Didn't get a shout, obviously. Jody Jones was winding one up there and Jatter just took the ball off him. Obviously no shout given whatsoever. Only as far as Adam Mayer. Comes back to Purrington, challenged by Cirulla. Purrington though gets a cross ball in towards a near post. It's flapped at. Looked like Kelly Roos was sort of interfered with on his way up to that, but he didn't get a solid punch on that, unfortunately. Ball's come across again. It's knocked back in. And a header just wide from James Gibbons goes wide of the left-hand post, but Kelly Roos there causing his own team a few issues. Referee blows for half-time. That's not the most entertaining half of football that we've ever seen here at Meadow Lane. Neither goalkeeper has been tested, really. But at half-time here at Meadow Lane, it's Notts County 0, Cambridge United 0. And our second half is underway. Notts County kicking towards the cop end in this second half. The ball quickly taken towards Tyrese Hall. Squares it for Alessandro Jatta, who's offside.
Yeah, it was. I don't know whether it was initially Jatta or whether it was Hall that was offside.
It was Hall that was offside. Yeah. The linesman's got his flag right up in the air on the corner of the 18-yard box. Quick thinking from Matt Palmer to get the ball through to Hall, but he was just a yard offside maybe. And lovely ball across, a lovely finish from Alessandro Jatta, all to no avail. Palmer, Notts recycle again, coming forward with Beto, finds Iopenda, ball inside the fullback for Jones, first time ball towards the far post for Jatta! That little bit of magic from Jody Jones. A lovely ball inside the fullback for Jones. First time cross. Alessandro Jatta at the far post. We've been playing for 71 minutes here at Meadow Lane and we've broken the deadlock. It's Notts County 1, Cambridge United 0.
Today's attendance here at Meadow Lane is 10,996.
Well, I did say there was about 1,500 Cambridge fans. 1,353 on today. 10,996.
Yes.
Which 1,353 are Cambridge United fans who currently are watching their team going to another defeat. But there's still a bit of time to go. As Jatter's away, edge of the 18-yard box, curls the ball into the back of the net. 3 points for Notts County, 2 goals for Alassane Jatter. And with literally almost the last kick of the 90 minutes, Notts County have a second. It's Notts County and Alassane Jatter 2, Cambridge United 0.
And this one is absolutely class. Jatter just picks it up after the loose ball coming off the back of a Cambridge defender. Takes it round one, on the edge of the 18-yard area, opens his body up and buries it in that bottom bag. Beautiful goal.
Absolutely. As the referee blows for full time here at Meadow Lane, 2 goals from Alassane Jatter, the difference between the two sides. And Cambridge United came, they tried to frustrate Notts County in that game. But as I say, 2 completely different finishes from Alassane Jatter. A towering header on 72 minutes from across by Jody Jones. And then an individual strike from the edge of the 18-yard box is the difference between the two sides here at Meadow Lane this afternoon. It's finished. Notts County 2, Cambridge United 0.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.